Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this.
Okay, I have something funny to mention about girl groups, since that's what we're talking about today.
Oh, okay.
I like embarrassed with about it.
Well, don't be
I
embarrassed,
was
Katie. This is a
watching.
safe space.
Okay. It was a couple days ago, and I almost texted you about it, but I was like, no, I'm gonna wait until we record this episode to tell you. I was obviously I've been watching Running Man, trying to catch up, and I was watching the episode that Twice was on when they were promoting More and More. And of course, I'm like, who is that? Like, I'm like trying to remember all their names. And so I was like looking them up on K Profiles or whatever, because I was like trying to remember like who's the oldest and like all that kind of stuff. I did not realize there were three Japanese members.
Stop.
I thought it was just Momo.
Oh my God,
He was so
no.
dead serious because I was like scrolling through and like I was like, okay, she's from like blah blah. And like one of them, I can't remember her name. I'm so sorry for those who are listening. I just like I don't remember their names. She's like Japanese American. And I'm like, what the hell? Like I had no idea.
It's Momo, Mina, and Chewy, right?
No, Chewie's from Taiwan.
Oh.
It's
Oh, Sana. Just kidding. I totally knew that. Oh my God, I'm so dumb. So sorry.
I had no idea. I was like, what? I it was just Momo. I thought she was the only Japanese member. I
Have a full like line, like a Japanese line over there.
don't know. No wonder they do so many Japanese albums.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, my
Well, and
bad.
to be fair, we didn't do as extensive digging into girl groups at first than
No.
we didn't like when we first got into K-pop.
No, and I never really made like an effort to get to know the members in girl groups.
Yeah.
You know, like besides Mamamoo.
I mean, but it's Mamamoo, you know, like
Yeah. Like I
that's a
want to
different
be part of
breed. It's a different breed of girl group.
That's true. That's true.
So, if you guys haven't figured out what we're talking about today, this episode is dead. What designated? No, that's a lie. This week's episode
Dedicated.
is dedicated to the beautiful girl groups in K-pop, because there are so many girl groups. There's like literally, I feel like every day a new girl group is debuting.
Honestly.
But we're gonna be talking about that and the different types of girl groups, what concepts we like the most, what we're tired of seeing as far as like concepts for girl groups, like what's overdone or overused, what we would like to see maybe from girl groups, and like just in general, like female empowerment within K-pop too. Like there's some girl groups that are really pushing the boundaries, and not just girl groups, like I guess girl solo artists too, that are really pushing the boundary of like I'm gonna do whatever I want type of thing. Which is, I guess, well, I don't guess. I know it's not common in those cultures as much as it's common in like America, you know. Like literally, Ariana Grande said God is a woman. So like as you can see the differences between creative freedom there.
For sure. There's definitely a spectrum with the girl groups, like a
Yeah.
much wider spectrum, I think, than it is with boy groups.
I agree. I think, but see, in that, I think it's because girl groups are, okay, that sounds bad. I don't want to say they're held to different standards, but
They kind of are.
I think, yeah, boy groups are more, if they come out with a strange concept, it's just considered that like a concept. It's like, oh, that was kind of like a hit or miss, but they'll get it next time. Whereas a girl group, like, if they come out with a wrong concept, that can really just
It's a
plummet
bust.
everything
It's
for
a
them,
bust. Yeah.
which is really sucks that that's the case. But
Yeah, it's almost like girl groups are kind of like a dime of a dozen. Like it's kind of like, are you gonna do like it's not like are you good group? It's like, can you have a good song? Because you don't have a good song, then like we're not gonna be as loyal and won't care.
yeah,
like, you're out, bye. Because it's like, we can just go to this other girl group that's just like you.
Yeah. Which is funny, though, because when you really look at groups in general, a lot of K-pop groups, it's like, it's weird that that's more for the girls, because K-pop in general, all the groups kind of have the same.
Yeah.
Like, you can say the same for the boy group. Like, oh, yeah. You don't like GOT7? Okay, well, have you listened to 17? Because they kind of have that same, like, R&B, like, more poppy vibe, you know?
They can dance. They're all
cute. Yeah. But, you know, for girl groups, like you're saying, yeah, they only get, like, you get one shot. You get one shot at this comeback. And if it's crap, then you better just, you're done. Don't work hard, and maybe next comeback, you might be up there. But there's no, like, saving grace for you. With the guys, I feel like it's a little bit easier.
Yeah, I feel bad for, like, the girl groups that are more of, like, the bubblegum pop, like, the cutesy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where they're strictly cutesy, because I feel like they're very limited to what they can do.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels like a lot of times their dances are kind of, like, all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, there are groups that's, like, okay, like, that was, a really, like, fun, catchy song, and it stood out a little bit, but I still feel like they're very limited.
Yeah.
And, like, why do they make them, like, there's so many members? Like, can you, like, is it ever a good idea to put, like, 5+ girls in a group together, like 9 or 13?
Says the girl in a sorority.
Honestly, I know from experience. But I mean, imagine the sorority, we're with each other like 12 plus hours every single day.
No, we could not. We can barely do like a retreat without drama.
At least, like, with the sorority, we semi chose each other, whereas these girl groups, they don't always get to choose each other.
Yeah, that's true. They're just
thrown together. So it's like you can have some serious mixed personalities there.
Yeah, I just think it's probably a lot harder. I think it's harder to be in a girl group than it is to be in a boy group. I think for girl groups, there's just way more like unspoken standards, especially like the beauty standard.
Yeah.
And also, a lot of the don't quote me on this, but just from what I can come up with in my head, I feel like there's way more of a female demographic in K-pop, like listening to K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously,
visuals.
Yeah, visuals, and then the talent, like just overall, it's overall, I feel like more of a girl dominated genre.
Yeah.
So then I think it's harder for girl groups because, as sad as it is, girls have a harder time supporting girls than they do boys. So if you see like a girl, like, and it's even like when K-pop became bigger, and I was talking to a few friends who like started to branch out into K-pop, they still to this day are like, I don't listen to girl groups really. Like, I just want to listen to boy groups. And it's like, well, why? The girl, like, have you heard Red Velvet? Or like,
yeah.
Like even GFRIEND has some like good bops. Like, they're a little bit more bubblegum, but they have like some bops. And like, have you like tried to like them, or do you just not like them because they're not like boys and or like, you know, like more like hip hop-y vibe?
It's like, and they're there. Really sucks.
Or if they do like a girl, be like, oh, just Blackpink. Like, okay.
That's what I love about Red Velvet, though, because I feel like they can do both really well.
Yeah, they can.
They figured that formula out. Like, they can be really cute and like fun and poppy, but then they can be more like R&B or just a little bit more. I don't know. I can't think of the right word, but they can Velvet. Do both sides. They're like right in the middle, I feel like, on the spectrum.
Well, I think that's why their name, if I remember correctly, they chose Red Velvet because red symbolized the poppy side and velvet symbolized the smooth R&B side.
That's right. I remember you telling me that. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
I personally like more of their Velvet stuff because I think they do that really well.
Yeah.
Like, I think I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I could definitely do, you know, some,
Dum Dum.
Yeah. Oh.
Red Flavor.
Oh, don't even get me started on Red Flavor. I will buzz out these dance moves right now.
I love Red Flavor. That's one of my favorites.
But like Bad Boy.
Yeah.
Like, that's such a good. And like their song Look, which is so underrated. Like, that's a really good, like, Velvet, I guess, type song.
Really Bad Boy.
I I'm not even going to discuss Zinzaladin.
Oh my god. I felt like they had a deadline and they were rushed. They were like, just throw it in there. We need one more song for this album.
It's like the song they're just like farting around with, and they're like, oh god, we have to actually use it? Damn it. Okay.
Should it be our comeback song? Okay.
Yeah, that song to me was like garbage, but
yeah,
but it's my opinion.
Have to sing it.
Yeah, and it's literally now playing in my head because I said the word.
Me too.
So,
and you know what I think about with Twice? This is how I've always felt about it, and I have to put it in here. Did you ever watch Josie and the Pussycat Dolls movie?
That's yes. Well, no, but I've heard of it.
Okay, I don't know if you know, but like in the movie, when they're making music, obviously they become like crazy popular. Mm-hmm. But like the producer, I haven't seen this in a long time. The producer is like evil, and he puts like subliminal like messaging into the music, so it kind of like hypnotizes people or mm-hmm. whatever, like to get them to like just love the music and go crazy for it. And I feel like that's what Twice music is. I don't know what it like. Twice music is great, and I love it. But it's like every time they come out with a new song, I'm like, I don't know what it is, but it's like amazing. Like you, it's like you instantly just like love it. And I'm like, there has to be some kind of like hypnosis here. Cause it's like, it's good, but it's just like, why am I like obsessed with it? You know
what yeah.
I mean? And like, that's like everyone loves Twice. I mean, guys go crazy over Twice, like mm-hmm. crazy, but it's like, what is it? Like, I don't like, there's like just something about it. It's like, what is it that just makes them like so much better than all these other like cutesy girl groups?
That's true. I would say they do that concept, but it doesn't feel like corny or
like over the top maybe.
Yeah. Like they definitely do the like more bubble, I don't say bubblegum, but like the cute concept, mm-hmm. but it's like not cringe cute. To me,
yes.
I cringe. Yeah. I mean, Katie knows this. I cringe for the smallest thing that is slightly embarrassing. I can't do.
Really
I can't do embarrassment. And so I don't get embarrassed. So when I like in their songs, like I can tell it's cute, but it's like, it's not cringy cute. It's just like, oh, okay.
It's
like,
fun, cute.
You know, it's a pop song. Like, yeah. You know, not it like, oh,
happy.
I can't. I cannot.
I know. Whereas, like, what, Wiki Mickey, where it's like, I'm so picky, picky. Like, it's just like, it's cute, but you're kind of like, ugh. Like, it's like too
sweet. What's that? Wee wee.
I fucking love that song.
It actually is a good song.
It's like, little, like, foot flip when they go wee woo. Oh my God. One time, I think this was last year. I had like started like listening to this playlist that I found on Spotify that was all like bubblegum girl group. I think I was just like trying to find new songs, and I ended up taking a nap to it, and it was a great nap. That's what I always think of with those songs. Well, you have to be in the mood for them though. For like,
the yeah, song. No, definitely.
You really have to be in the mood.
You won't like catch me listening to like Likey. Actually, you might actually catch me listening to Likey at any time, but like any of the other like super bubblegum songs,
yeah,
I won't just like randomly listen to it. Definitely have to be in a more cheerful mood to like, mm-hmm. like, oh, this is, you know,
those are the ones I like to listen to when I'm usually in the car, and it's usually when I'm like coming home from work, so it's like I'm trying to like de-stress, you know, just kind of like relax after leaving work.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like usually one will come on shuffle, and I'm just like, yeah, Twice. What is love?
Like in you know the what car, song
like I just shout it.
Like makes me like, I don't know what it is, but like I just every time it comes on, I'm like, ugh. But then I can't like change it for some reason. Like I I'm not like annoyed with it, but it's just like I'm like, oh, it's not really what I want to listen to. But then I'm like, I can't. I'm gonna have to listen to it.
Right.
You know what song it is?
No, what is it?
Bingle Bangle.
I love that song.
Bingo, bingo. Bang, bang. Bang. I like have to listen to that song. Like if it comes on shuffle, I'm like, oh my God. Because if I don't, it'll be stuck in my head all day.
Yeah.
I'll literally go around going, bingo, bingo.
Sometimes like, though, I have to turn it before what's her name starts rapping.
Oh, with Jimin?
Yeah, I can't. Sometimes I can't do her rap.
It's bingo, 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 bingo.
I wanna see how many times it took her to do that. You know, like how many times did she have to redo that line? You're like, no, yeah. Do a little bit more nasally. A little bit
more. Knows. Bingo, 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 bingo.
Oh, man.
I have a career in that field, let me tell you. I just, before I forget, I want to mention this. This is importante.
Okay.
Blackpink in your area.
Blackpink in your area.
Okay, Jenny, calm down. This album that mm-hmm. they just released,
mm-hmm.
I can't ask for anything else of 2020.
Oh, really? You're like loving it?
I really enjoy. Okay, why am I talking like one word for every minute? I don't understand. I need you guys to understand the seriousness of this.
It's like when you type it, word, period, word, period.
Seriously, no. I'm a fan of Blackpink. I think I've always been a fan of Blackpink since like Whistle and like As It's Your Last
Word. I love
like,
Whistle.
I love Blackpink. I at one point was super disappointed when like every Blink, like super disappointed when they like kept not getting a full album or whatever.
Yeah.
And then when I heard that they're gonna get a full album, I was like really nervous. It was like their last few songs, like they've been radio hits, but they weren't necessarily like using all their potential. Like they were, if you look at the stats, they're gonna look like good songs because they were made to be played and be catchy and like, you know, whatever.
But know they can do better.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, like I just like I want it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they dropped this album and I was just like I felt satisfied. Like I felt like
mm-hmm.
okay, like this is good. This will hold me over until they come up with something else. But this is good. Yeah. I can listen to this on repeat for the next 2 to 3 years. And I was really impressed. Like, honestly, like, I was really impressed with the production of their album.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think Teddy, I mean, I want to say he wrote a lot on it, which is interesting because he wrote Somi's, what's her last song called? What You Waiting For? Which I also love that song.
That's a good one.
That's like a good song, but I think, but he's under the Black label, so he's like under YG, but like not YG. And so if he had his hand in it, then it's making me think like maybe Blackpink should do more with the Black label and not YG.
Because
the songs they produced were way better. Way sure. better. Significant.
I mean, you're a bigger Blackpink fan than I am. I still like them, but I know you just like them more than I do. And so every time they have a comeback, I'm always skeptical. I'm kind of like, is it going to be good or is it going to sound the exact same? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, Kill This Love, I was not a huge fan of. I was like, what is this? I mean, like, it's catchy, but I'm kind of like, okay, like whatever, mm-hmm. like I'm over it, I'm on to another group. But I was really impressed with this album. Like you're saying, like you're kind of like it was like a relief. Like this is good. Like it was like refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
It was like new, and I really liked it.
I think happy they for did. Them. They did a good. It was. It's just a good album. It's a win for them. I think they did. They got the W.
Yes, they should be proud like, for this one. Yeah.
And you know what also just really sucks though too is that, not just Blackpink, but like all of the major girl groups, like Blackpink, Twice, Red Velvet, like I guess I wouldn't know if you count like G Idol or just all like the main girl groups. Like when you think of like K-pop female groups, you think of them. They're held to a higher standard than other girl groups, which really sucks. And it's the same with boys, but like right now, like when you said, and I completely, completely respect your opinion, but like this mm-hmm. is gonna just help me like. Try to see what I was saying. So you said like you're not like a huge fan of them, so you're always skeptical of them, and then like when they mm-hmm. come out with a song and you're like, eh, like it's okay, and then you're onto another girl group. But like with other girl groups, that's not like all of their songs sound the same.
Right.
But because Blackpink's in like the limelight more, you're expecting more from them.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure in itself is like a shit ton of like
pressure,
I guess.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that even within like, okay, obviously if you're going to separate girls and boys, even within girls, there's like different standards of like, oh, but you're, you know, yeah, I guess Wiki Mickey. Okay. So it's kind of saying like, oh, you're Wiki Mickey. Like, okay. Like, you know, this wasn't your best one, but it's good. Yeah. Yeah. You know, but then Blackpink, it's like, oh my God, this is fucking terrible. What kind of trash garbage is this? You know what I mean? And it's just kind of like, so even within just the girl group, like community, what the fuck? The girl group, like section.
Yeah.
There's like this division of like, if you meet the top tier, like you don't really get a chance to like make mistakes. And it's different from the boy group because they could literally make the shittiest song and it's going to sell records because they're boys and because that's just catered to, you know, the girls who listen to it.
No, that's true.
So it's like, honestly, top girl groups in K-pop, I feel like have it the hardest.
Oh, for sure. Because they're held way, like, they're pedestaled way up higher.
Which really sucks. I mean, it doesn't suck because they're at the top, but, like, they're, like, at the top beneath.
It's just more pressure for them. Because it's, like, you're at the top now, but it's, like, it's kind of, like, with the smaller groups, it's, like, okay, you can keep getting better.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you're already at the top, you have to maintain the top.
Yeah.
Instead of growing.
You're just gonna, like, if you're at the top, they go, like, you're more open to being not like picked apart, but like you're more open for people to be nitpicky with because it's kind of like, okay, you're up there, like you gotta stay like, up
have
there
to bring your A game every single time.
Yeah.
Honestly, but I think my favorite girl group, I mean, I love Twice, but I love Mamamoo. Like, I'm obsessed with them. I want to be in their group. I want to be friends with every single one of them. I want to be them. Like, if I have to, oh, God. They're so cool.
They are really cool.
They're, like, the coolest group.
Yeah.
Like, they just look like they have so much fun together. They're so pretty and talented. I'm like...
Oh, the talent. Yeah, the talent is out of this freaking world.
Like, I love it.
It's, like, kind of frustrating sometimes, though, too, that they also get overlooked.
Yeah, same.
Because... You have, okay, and again, I'm a fan of most of all girl groups. Mm-hmm. You have some groups where I'm like, you're pretty, you fit the look,
yeah.
Therefore you're here. And then you have some where it's like your talent is like above everybody, but maybe you just don't fit the Korean like beauty standard or, you know, like you don't fit the, you know, and then... So you're not getting the same recognition. It's like, okay, you have this girl who sings through her nose and is auto-tuned, getting all of the praise and glory, and you have this girl who freaking is like a heavenly angel singing.
Yeah.
And she can't get any of the like, you know, same glory because she doesn't fit the mold or she doesn't, you know, look the part, or for God's sake, she doesn't, you know, whatever. Right. And that's frustrating to me.
It's very frustrating, and I feel like Mamamoo does deserve more recognition. I feel like in the U.S. they would be like the biggest group.
Yeah, they have the like charisma mixed with like the like natural like raw talent. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah, and I feel like they're just like their own. I don't want to say genre, but, like, they're kind of just, like, their own type of, like, music in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just, like, they're not over, like, cutesy. They're still, I feel like, different a little bit than, like, Red Velvet and Blackpink. Like, they just kind of like, do their own thing.
I feel like it's kind of hard to consider them K-pop, even though they have, like, poppy songs. They're, like, definitely, like, they're, like, yeah, I don't know. That's weird. Yeah. I wouldn't consider them like super poppy, but like I wouldn't consider them like 100% R&B.
Right.
like pop and B.
Yeah.
R and pop.
R and pop. Hey, R and pop.
Hey, R and pop. Ooh, I like that.
Oh, they're just so cool. They always have like the coolest outfits. They're more like fashion forward.
Mm-hmm.
Like, their outfits are a bit like quote unquote scandalous. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
do you, Huaza?
Come on. Come on. She's got booty. She's going to show it.
I mean, why not?
I'm curious about the conversation that was had when they decided to have her dance with JYP. Was she kind of like, ha, that'd be hilarious. I'm going to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, sometimes it's hard to forget. It's like to remember that she's like my age.
Is she really? Shut up.
I want to say she's like, well, I don't know. Look it up real quick.
Ew, is she really? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
I was like, damn, it's okay. I get it.
I see Mamamoo as like late, like more my age or older.
Maybe. Oh, she's so she's a year older than me. She's 25, I guess.
Isn't Solar the oldest?
I think so. She was born in 91.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's the oldest.
That's what I was thinking of. Damn, Solar's old, girl. You don't have to worry about mandatory military.
I mean, that's a bonus. True. I think... I think Mamamoo is kind of in the same category as like EXID, like in the sense of like they're, I don't know if it's like they're too old to be considered K-pop because they're not, like that's the genre that they're in, but something about their music is just very kind of mature, like mature pop.
Definitely mature pop. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd kind of put them in like the same category, I guess.
I feel like Korean mature pop equals to just American regular pop.
Yeah.
It's like our music is already like way mature. You know, you got like 17-year-olds singing about all kinds of things.
Singing about.
Whereas in Korea, you have 17-year-olds singing like they're 10-year-olds. NCT Dream. And so their maturity level in their music is just... the levels off.
Yeah.
Which is why I think Mamamoo would be a lot more popular in the US.
Oh yeah, they give very Ariana Grande vibes.
Yeah, because she's like, she's kind of the same way. She's poppy, but she's not like overly poppy, but she's like not like R&B either.
Yeah,
she's like the same.
She's R and pop.
Yeah. Okay,
see what I'm
new
saying?
Genre, guys.
See what I'm saying. My favorite girl group, it goes back and forth a lot, but the girl group that I really enjoyed in the very beginning was Sistar.
Oh, yeah.
And Shake It was the first K-pop dance I ever learned. Me and my sister learned it. And to this day, I can't listen to that song without, like, doing it. But... I really liked Sistar. I thought they had a really good thing going with, like, you know how Michael Bublé is, like, just the Christmas guy? Like,
oh, yeah.
Only comes out Christmas, like, he's just the Christmas guy, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like Sistar was, like, the summer girl group.
Oh, like, they always had, like, the summer anthem.
Yeah. They pretty much, they're just popping out these summer anthems. And they were good, and that's the thing. Like, it wasn't... You could almost guarantee it that every summer anthem that they popped out was going to be better than the last one. And it was actually going to be a really good anthem.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was. And then I was really sad when they disbanded. But also, I was watching a video of them because they performed in like stilettos.
Yeah.
And I was watching a video where the stage was like slippery and they just like... kept slipping and fall because they do, you know,
I've seen that one. Yeah,
and they keep like falling and they're trying to like walk up the stage and they're like falling some more. I'm not laughing at them to be mean, it's just like in my heart, again guys, I cringe and I get embarrassed very easily, so in my heart I was like, that's me, I'm falling and everyone's watching me fall on stage.
I would have kicked my heels off. Honestly, I would have never made it in K-pop because I would have never worn heels. I'm like, there's no way I'm gonna like dance in these heels.
Yeah.
Sorry, no.
It's not like American Pop where you just stand or like do a few little side steps.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I really loved Lived. Yeah, I really loved Sistar.
Yeah, Sistar is good.
And then they broke up, which, I mean, it's a classic Destiny Child, Beyonce type thing. Not saying that's why they broke up, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yolin, like, the definitely was the Beyonce, Justin Timberlake. And then, yeah, it was bound to happen. You can't have, like, a powerhouse singer who, like, sings almost every single line and expect them to, like, stay as a group forever. Like, that's just...
Yeah, that especially work. When you have to split the check, you know?
Yeah, that's not gonna
paycheck
work.
Amongst everyone.
Nope, nope, nope.
Well, then you have what people consider kind of, like, the queen is 2NE1.
Oh.
CL.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan of their songs. I think it's just, like, that era of K-pop music just, yeah, like, doesn't always really fit with me, but mm-hmm. CL's pretty cool.
Oh, I love CL.
She's pretty, like, down to earth, but she's, like, a badass.
She's, like, I think we mentioned this in one episode, she's, like, that intimidating, but, like, you want to be around her. Like, you give the vibe where, like, she's very real and very authentic, yeah, so you want to be around her, but also that because it's so natural now for people to be fake, that's intimidating to find someone that you feel like would be super authentic. So you're like hesitant because you're like, ooh, like, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
I get that vibe from her.
I could see that. She definitely can like hold her own.
Yeah. I feel like you can't be successful in K-pop. Any female solo K-pop artist, they can't be where they are without having some sort of like confident like or charisma about them, because you'll just be torn apart. The amount of like when I like watch a music video, I'll like go to the comments or like what I always go to the comments for things. I always want to see what people are saying.
Yeah, and yeah,
always, like without fail, there's going to be something about weight, there's going to be something about like image, there's going to be something about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks, but like, I feel like you can't be in that position and like have thin, like you have to have thick skin.
Yeah, oh for sure. You almost like just like don't even read the comments. That's what I would do if I was a star. I'd be like, I'm not reading them, don't tell me.
It's like it's really dumb. I just feel like it undermines their like talent to just be like, oh yeah, that was a beautiful song, but you gained like 10 pounds since your last comeback, and for that reason like the song's not that good.
Like, which is really dumb, because you have like the boy groups and you're like, oh my god, he gained weight, he's so chubby, he's so cute. Like they're like, they love it when their boy idols will gain a little bit of weight.
Yeah,
like when Juwon came back from like his like when he kind of like took a break for a while, he had like really chubby face and he was so cute and everyone like loved it. But when CL kind of came back and you could tell she had gained a little weight, people like tore her apart.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's just, it's so gross. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. I'll never fully understand it. And I think too, that's just coming from an international fan.
Yeah.
Where for them, that might be like in Korea, that might be a natural thing to look at and to think about. Mm-hmm. Whereas in America, you know, it's way more open. So for us, it's natural to not look at that anymore, or to not think about it anymore, because we have super successful artists who are really big and super successful artists that are really small, and some that are in the middle, and some that, you know, like our range of success now doesn't have a body type, like it could be
all shapes and sizes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Whereas there, you know, it's not more, the case,
you have to fit the mold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so for them, it's just more natural to talk about weight and looks and image. Whereas in America, it's more natural for us to talk about, like, talent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. I don't know.
What they do. Yeah. Yeah. No, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely different coming from an international fan. Because we're kind of like, what? Why? Like, why are you making a big deal about that?
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about that with the whole dating thing. Like, who cares?
Just let them date.
Let them live.
Let them date. But like girl groups, honestly, I'm just a fan in general, but I am here for girl groups. I'm here for the concepts. Okay, the only concept that I am like, meh, like, not like, okay, I don't want to say like I'm meh. Like, okay, I take that sound back. I don't want to say that. The only concept that I'm, it's kind of weird to me is concept the, of like, you're a grown-ass woman, so, like, why, like, I get the whole Aegyo, like, cute look. Like, I get that, wear pink, wear pastels, and I get that. But, like, if you're, you know, 28 and you look like you're, like, 7, like, that's, I don't, that feels weird to me.
Like, they go too far with it.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's a concept, but, like, I don't think we should play with that concept. Like, they're grown women, and if you're going to do a cute concept, like, I mean, fucking look at Twice. Like, they do cute concepts all the time, but they're still, you know.
Yeah, they're still chill about it. And they're still, like, it's, like, a slight underline of still sexy with the cuteness.
Yeah.
I don't, it's just, I don't, they just got it right. I don't know what it is, but Twice just got it right.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. That concept kind of, it just makes me feel strange because I'm like, who are you targeting? Like, with this cute look, like, who are you targeting? Girls? Like, are you one like, oh my God, that's so cute. I remember when I was 7 and wore that skirt. Like, no. Or are you targeting men? Like
middle school boys or something.
Yeah. Like, then if that's the case, and that's also kind of gross because then you're sexualizing it.
Yeah.
And then wondering why these boys have these issues.
Honestly, I think it's supposed to be like, because girls are expected to be like cute and innocent and like young and like just, oh, I'm just so naive and this little like precious little like virgin, like help me, you know, like that, like little damsel in distress.
No, I hate like, that.
I'm 28 years old and I'm over here screwing all the boys of this group. Because you know they are, some of them.
You know they all have sex with each other. Honestly, though, like, listen.
I'm waiting for the tell-all book. I will learn Korean if I need to read it.
I just don't think it's, I don't think it's smart for someone to really believe that their idols are not having sex.
Yeah.
Like, I understand the whole, it could hurt a little because you're like, again, if we're going to go back to you being the one, I understand that you could be hurt a little. I get it.
I'm going to reiterate this.
But you guys also have to realize that these are grown as adults, both men and women. And they're going to partake in men and women activities, such as sexual intercourse.
And like these
drugs.
Idols are not characters. Like, they're real people. And they do real people things. That's what I think people forget. It's like they're not
real
robots.
People who do real people.
I mean,
literally, they're dads and not children. Talking to
Well, like, imagine, like, just think about their lives. Like, they usually start training when they're like early teens, and like all their time is spent dancing and singing. It's like, of course, they're gonna like date and whatever when they can.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like that's all they probably want to do because they like missed out in high school.
Yeah. And even if they're not dating, like, you know, for sure they're sleeping with someone.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember that controversy several years back with Bam Bam? And I don't remember who the girl was.
Oh, she was like a trainee at JYP?
Yeah. And there's like a picture of them in like the bed together. And like, they're just friends. They're hanging out. I'm like, what? No, come on. Like, it's just like, don't
Bam
lie.
Bam. You don't get a name like Bam Bam. I'm just kidding. I know his mom gave him the nickname. Okay, gosh. I already felt the fans coming at me.
But it's like, it's just stupid. Like, it's like the stupid lies that come out with things like that. And even when like Jenny and Kai started dating, I think it was like, oh, they're friendly. They're getting to know each other. It's like they met up in Paris and then they broke up like a week later. Like, I don't think it's anything serious. It's just hooking up. You know what I mean?
Which is fine. Like, shit. Like, if we can get a good song out of it, then hell, Taylor Swift the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, honestly. I mean, American artists, we have artists cheating on each other with other artists. Like, I don't know. Like, people would have heart attacks if it was like reversed.
I mean, I feel like as the fans are like the naive parents who don't want to believe that their kids are sexually active, and they're just like, yes. Oh, you and your boyfriend are going to watch a movie? Oh, that's so nice. Okay, well, we'll be over here. Like, and then, like, you know, like, those fans are like, the parents are like, oh, no, like, they just casually meet up. Like, they're best friends. Like, that's their friendship. Have you not seen that one video where they gave each other a high five? That obviously means that they're just friends.
Like they were passing a condom.
Like, that's okay. And it's fine. Great. Yeah. Like, do what you got to do. Like, I just... I don't know. Maybe they don't. I'm sure there's other K-pop fans. Actually, I'm 100% positive there's a lot of K-pop fans who feel the same way as, like, let the idols do whatever the fuck they want because they're human beings. But unfortunately, those are not the fans that cause the big, like, ruckus.
Makes me think, because it's like idols are already so open about their lives with their fans, and like just imagine if like everyone was just like totally chill with them dating. It's like, how much do you think that they would really like show us and tell us? Because they're willing to tell us like their underwear color, like they don't care. Like, you know what I mean? And it's like, I don't think they're gonna give us like details, of course, but
then like you can live vicariously through someone.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you don't have to pretend to be like, oh my god, he's my boyfriend. You can literally see him as a boyfriend and live through his girlfriend and be like, oh my gosh, he bought her flowers, so he probably would buy me flowers. I mean, if you're going to be that crazy, you might as well, you know? Like,
yeah,
you would be able to like, see and live through that person. And
like, the whole your name scenario things that people do.
Yes, except
it would be, like, real life.
It would be real.
You would get to actually do that. Not you, but because it will never be you. But
again, we mean that in the sweetest way possible. And if you still want to live that dream, I'm not knocking it. Like, you go for it. I don't want you to live it so naively. I would like for you to understand your idols are screwing people. I just need you to know this.
Think about how many idols have STDs right now. Like, ew. Just think about who has herpes right now.
What kind of episode did this turn into?
I'm just curious. I just want to know.
K-pop and the STDs within. Like, ooh. I'm going to have to do some research on this one. Pull up some medical background.
Yeah, seriously. Which is why we love Hyuna so much. Because Hyuna was like, fuck you and fuck your standards. This is who I'm dating. And, oh, I still have a career. I'm super popular. Look at me. Like, she just does whatever she wants. And she's cute. Like,
oh, you're going to kick me out? Okay. Oh, no, I'm so sad. Oh, what am I going to do with my millions of dollars? And Ebon's like, hey, bitch, I ain't got no money.
They posted a picture together, I think, like, a couple weeks ago. And I think it was, like, an anniversary picture. Was it, like, they've been together, like, 5 years or something like that? And I'm like... with all the trouble that they have been through together, I really hope they don't, like, break up, like, anytime soon.
That would be so awkward.
I just, like, I don't, like, let Edan, like, or Don, get his career started just a little bit more before you're, like, okay, bye.
Because he would really, be fine. I really think that they're going to make it, though.
I hope so.
I have a feeling that they're going to... Well, then again, I don't know. Right now, divorce rate is just, like, through the roof, so.
Yeah. I mean, they literally formed, like, a subgroup together, and they made out in their music video. So I don't know why people were so surprised when they, like, came out.
What? They're dating?
Poor Huey.
Talk about the ultimate third wheel.
He's getting paid for it, at least.
Oh, he's making bank. That's gross. But... to bring it back, girl groups. I think what we're just trying to say is that although we appreciate the traditional, like, what K-pop was in girl groups, it's really nice to see that the boundaries are getting crossed a little bit and breaking, and that girl groups are starting to become more expressive with their feelings. Like, I mean, CLC, I feel like every song is about, like, fuck this, I don't want to do this. Lipstick no, heels no, everything no, yeah. No, no, no. Like, I feel like they're like, you know, doing it in their own little way. Mm-hmm. Jessie is just like a natural born, like, opposer yeah. to Korean standards. And she even said in her interview, her Try Guys interview with Eugene, like, mm-hmm. it took her 15 years, but she just continued to be genuinely herself. Mm. And now she's getting recognition for it. And now, you know, she's becoming more popular. And
she's like, persevered. It took 15
years. And she could have definitely, like, changed who she was and tried to fit that mode. But she said that just wasn't her. And, like, you know, mm-hmm. she likes her tan, like the tan skin and the big boobs and the makeup, and like that's just who she is. And she's like, I'm not gonna change that. And yeah. it took some time, I mean 15 years, but now look, you know,
yeah,
I would say like she's a pretty big name and people know of her and people are accepting
yeah
for who she is, which I think is a great step forward in that industry
for sure.
And it's just nice to know like people like her and Hwaza and Hyuna and, you know, Hyolyn and like those artists who are kind of saying like, okay, like
they're like paving the way.
Yeah. And like CL, you know, and like a bunch of other artists we're probably not naming, but mm-hmm. it's kind of like there's only so much that we like the bubblegum trend, not saying it's ever gonna die, but like you can't expect every group to just be happy with that.
Right.
And we're seeing that now. Like there's more and more groups that are just like
kind of like going with their own sound.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. No, it's good to see. And I just like, I can't wait to see kind of where K-pop goes, especially with the girl groups in like 10 years, mm-hmm. even 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be really different. It's going to be really fun. Okay. My one thing with the girl group, and this is what I always say when it comes to Big Hit, having a girl group, is I want them to have a girl group that goes just as hard as BTS does. Mm. I don't really want them to be cutie. And it's like, I want them to like actually dance, but I want them to like boy level dance. You know what I mean? Which, like I want them to be like just hot, like go really hard and be really cool.
Which is so sad because a lot of like the main dancers and girl groups can.
Yeah.
And like there's when they post their own videos on their Instagram and stuff, I'm like, she's hitting that shit so hard. But yeah. then when they get in like group choreography, it's like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and show your hearts. Yeah. Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Shake it down and turn around and touch the ground and bring it back up. Like, what the fuck is that? Like,
you know those, is it like Million, like that Korean dance studio?
Oh, yeah.
I want it to million. Be like those kind of girls in a group. So it's like they have really strong like voices, almost like Red Velvet kind of voices. But, mm-hmm. like, they can just, like, fucking dance.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wish for Big Hit.
No.
I'm, like, nervous when it comes to a girl group with them.
Yeah, because I don't...
They have the ability to make it really well. They have really great people who work for that company, like, choreographers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And even producers. It's just, like, I just want them to get it right.
But maybe it would be because they're so... The choreographers and everything, they're so used to... that level of intensity because that's all they ever had, that they would just be yeah. like, well, y'all better bring it because we don't know how to do girl, like, quote-unquote girl group dances, even yeah. though, you know, like...
Like, we're not lowering the bar for you guys.
Yeah. Although, just from me and you learning girl group dances, they look really easy, but some of the shit's really hard.
It's the hands. That's where I get confused. It's like when you have to do like hand shit with your feet stuff. And I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I can't do both. You know what I mean?
Either I'm going to stand still and my hands are going to look great, or I'm going to be moving my body and my hands are on my side.
Because in the dance videos that we would do, they would go over the feet stuff. And I'm like, okay, cool. Got it. Did it a couple times. And she's like, okay, now we're going to do it with the hands. I'm like, no.
Had it. It's gone.
That's where they get me. Yeah. Okay, well, it's wrapped up, guys. Bye.
Okay, that's it. Join us next week. Bye. No, so that's kind of just like all we have for this week's episode mm-hmm. on girl groups. And we kind of went a little bit off topic, but like, I mean, that's just mm-hmm. our thoughts. We don't really prep per se, because we want to keep it as natural, like our thoughts as natural and organic as possible, because that's where you get your best stuff, you know?
Who plans? Come on. 2020, we don't plan.
We can't plan because something's about to come and fuck it up anyway. But we hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you didn't, that we're sorry, but not really. And if you did,
you listen all the way to the end.
And you want more, then you should definitely head over to our studio website, daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. And you can find this episode as well as like our disrespect of the week, and we kind of go into like our current faves, like what we're feeling, comeback, debut, solo artist, and also the link to our Spotify that has our playlist, so like Katie's playlist, my playlist, our joint like top playlist, what we're currently listening to, stuff like that. So you can head over to our studio if you're just like, oh, I really like these girls, I want to know more. You can definitely do that. And then you can also head over to our Instagram at The Stands Next Door, and there you can also find kind of the same stuff, but also just kind of stay more up to date with what we're doing on like a day-to-day basis type thing, because we definitely want you guys to be our friends, please.
Yeah. And also, how did you find this podcast without our Instagram?
It's kind of awkward. Cool.
That's cool that you did, but how?
But go follow us now. And then also, I know I just mentioned we had a studio. You can follow our studio Instagram at Daydream Media Studio, and that'll just keep you up to date with not only our podcast but also the other podcasts that we have underneath the studio, like me and Katie's other podcast, What We Tried. We basically just talk about things that we've tried in our lives, and that again is kind of unscripted, and you know,
it's fun.
Yeah, off the bat we just say whatever we want. And then me and another good friend of ours, Amelia, we have a podcast called Sinister Sisters, where we talk about conspiracy theories, true crime, paranormal activity, and like urban legends. And we basically do that all while, you know, enjoying a adult beverage, since we're both over the age of 21 and drink responsibly. So you can go over there if that's more of your vibe. Mm-hmm. And if this, that, or that is not, we also have another podcast coming out. We are going to have a whole announcement about it. We're just kind of mentioning it here. It's, you know, it's the first little mention of it.
Eyes open for it.
Yeah, but that's really exciting news that we have coming out soon. Mm-hmm. So, and that's hosted by our good friend, me and Katie's good friend, and a few of her friends. So keep your eyes out for that. We'll be posting about it. If you follow Daydream at Daydream Media Studio on Instagram, you'll be able to see all of that. And then if you want to follow the Sinister Sisters, it's at XOXO Sinister Sisters.
Yeah. See you guys next week.
Bye, guys.